Today is Friday, March 26, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I've spent way too long looking at video. I finished work about 4:30. Maybe 4:45. I'm not really sure. I had to do a little bit of work on a slide because, you know, slides are our job, apparently. And I had to do a little bit of work on some slides because, and this is the irritating thing about it. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, when we have our staff meeting, our boss says, "Oh, by the way, they changed the format of the Monday morning meeting, and I need you guys, all the product owners, to go in and update the slides I'm going to be presenting on Monday." And it's 1 p.m. on a Friday, and he needs it done before we leave for the day. So I had to do that. But anyway, I did that. But then when I was done, I was like, ugh, I'm done working. And I basically started playing around with my recording, my video recording stuff, because, well, at first I had to, I've been playing around with wires and all this kind of stuff. And so there was a buzz in the audio feed that I was sending to Pride 48. And so when I did Throwing Down with Joe earlier this week, I could not broadcast on Pride 48 because it was like, eh, it was horrible. And I told him, you know, I can't, it's going to take me a while to troubleshoot this. I've been playing around with all these wires and I don't know why it's doing that. But anyway, so last night I was, and you may hear dogs snorting and grunting and all kinds of stuff because Sydney decided she wanted to come in here. And instead of making her go out, I closed the door and locked her in here instead of the other. Because when she wants to come in here, Normally the procedure is that she will go on a walk with Mark in the afternoon after he's done working. And then for whatever reason, she likes to come in the studio. So he'll normally open the door if it's closed and let her in unless I'm recording. And I'll tell, the other day I was like, oh, I'm recording, or I'm going to be recording. You need to take her. And anyway, and so he normally does that, and I wasn't recording yet, and she just came up. I had the door open. He's watching the news right now. But anyway, I was playing around with all this audio and video stuff, and I was looking around, first of all, for that buzz, because I know I'm going to be on Pride 48 later tonight on Mix Minus. And so I thought, well, I better figure that out. But then we're also doing video on Mix Minus. Again, I'm just playing with my video setup, but who knows? We may just continue doing video all the time. So I just give out the link in the Discord chat. But I had added an extra monitor that I'm going to be able to make Daniel full screen so that he can be in his own box full screen. And I don't know, it's a lot to explain, but I needed to go in and update the settings. Well, I thought, oh, I'll go ahead and make a lower third for that as well. And I've seen all these YouTube videos on how to make lower thirds. And it says, oh, well, there's a Photoshop plugin that gets installed by default. When you install this switcher software, it installs this plugin by default. And so I went into Photoshop and I started creating this lower third, and I followed the instructions that I saw everywhere. And it says, go to export, and you'll just magically see this setting that says export to Blackmagic ATEM Mini. Well, it wasn't there. So I Googled it, like, what if it's not showing up? And I found a YouTube video that said, well, you know, maybe the newer versions of Photoshop store their plugins in a different place. You may have to go and drag this plugin from one place to the other. It said, you know, if you didn't have Photoshop before you installed the ATEM software, then, you know, it doesn't know you have Photoshop and it wouldn't install the plugin. So I uninstalled the thing over and over and reinstalled it and uninstalled it and reinstalled it and moved, dragged plugins around. I never could get it to work. And then I realized, oh my gosh, it's already 6:20 in the afternoon or in the evening, and Mark is, and I'm going to be recording Mix Minus later. I need to go down and spend some time with my boyfriend. And so anyway, and for whatever reason, my throat is dry all of a sudden, and I'm froggy. But anyway, so I was doing all that and playing around with all that, and I went way too long, and I should have started recording much earlier. Regardless, it is what it is. I got done what I got done, and that's all. So Gary said that he left me a voicemail. So I'm looking here. He said he left me a voicemail on Tuesday, and he said, you know, Adam, were you mad at me? Because I don't know why I do the Jerry. I don't know why I do the Gary accent. I have a Southern enough accent. I don't really need to mock Gary's accent. But I'm looking. He said he left a voicemail on Tuesday, which would be the 23rd. And I have nothing from the 23rd. And if he meant last Tuesday, which would be the 16th, I also have nothing for the 16th. Let's see. Hold on, let me look. No, that's Tony from Illinois. I'm just looking here. There's Dennis from Virginia. Again, Dennis from Virginia. And Dennis from Falls Church. So, no, I don't have a voicemail, Gary, from, unless you're talking about like a really old one or something. I don't know. But I can't find it. All right. So anyway, this week has been a blur. Work, like I've said, work has been really busy, and I guess it's going to remain busy for the rest of my life, but I've been kind of just a zombie after work. I did get the vaccination on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, and I also recorded Throwing Down, so that happened. And then on Wednesday, you know, nothing much, just hung out. And yesterday I got in a bunch of stuff, and I know I mentioned this on the show yesterday, but I got in a bunch of stuff because I'm making all these changes to my desk setup. So I bought a new monitor arm because I wanted to mount my monitor, because I wanted that extra desk space so that I didn't want to have the monitor sitting on the desk, because I wanted the desk space. And I know I mentioned I had to go and get and drill something, and it was hard to describe, but the faceplate on the monitor on the arm didn't fit the thing because my stupid monitors don't have the mounting screw holes in them like most monitors do. I don't know why. Acer just decided to be difficult. I'm not really sure. So I called my stepdad. He said, yeah, I've got one. We're going to see your Aunt Billy. That's my grandma's sister. She's like 93 or something. He's like, we're going to see her, and then on our way back, we can stop at the shop, at the handyman shop. Gosh. And we can, you know, you can use the drill press. And I talked to him about 5 in the afternoon, I guess. And 6 o'clock, still no call. 6:30, still no call. 7, still no call. 7:30, still no call. So I called him at 7:30 because I thought, what if he forgot? And, you know, Mark and I eat dinner around 8. And, you know, it's already 7:30 at this point. And he says, he answers and says, we're still visiting your Aunt Billy, but I'll call you as soon as we're done. I said, oh, okay, no rush, you know, because me, I'm a people pleaser. Although he was helping me out, so I can't really be pushy about it. And I'm impatient. And when I want to set something up, I want to get it set up right away. So he finally called around 8 o'clock and said they were on their way. So we drove the 10 minutes to his shop, drilled the holes, and then we just had to stop by Wendy's to get a grilled chicken sandwich. And, well, Mark got chicken nuggets, but I got a grilled chicken sandwich because now by then I didn't have time to cook. And so we got that and then came home and then ate and watched The Good Doctor. I feel like all we record right now is doctor shows. And, you know, doctor shows are so depressing. People are always dying on these doctor shows. They have cancer, or they have a heart problem, or they have spina bifida, or I can't remember what. The episode that we watched, this guy was bent over, and I guess that was kind of a bright side story. He actually did, they did the surgery, and his life was like majorly improved, or it was going to be. But normally people are dying. Like this woman, she was in a coma for 10 years, and her husband was just dutifully waiting and coming back to the hospital, and they were trying to get him, convince him to turn off the stuff. Well, they found a tumor, they removed the tumor, and she magically wakes up. And then they figure out that there was some weird dopamine thing that happened because of the tumor that woke her up, but as soon as her levels went down, she was going to go back into a coma. So he had 24 hours with her, and then she went back into a coma, and she signed a do not resuscitate in the meantime. I don't know, it was that. So I watched that, but I had so many troubles getting this monitor thing to work. I spent probably 2 hours trying to get everything connected, and I mean, it's connected now, and everything's up, and I have both my monitor and a laptop on this arm, but gosh, it was a lot of trouble. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.